I'm Russell Lee. I work in Mercer's Financial Strategy Group. I've been here about 2.5 years. I'm a principal. My background isn't pensions, actually. It's in banking, investing, and structuring. And I use all those skill sets in my role in Mercer. What amazed me, I suppose, whenever I came into the pensions industry was the way that money gets invested in the pensions world and the barbelling that you often see in investment strategy for pension schemes. So you have high risk growth assets and then low risk, virtually no risk matching assets. And that for me, coming from a banking and insurance background, is highly unusual. Normally what I would expect to see is something that's a bit more level, less risk overall, rather than this barbell type of approach. And so what I see to be a desired endgame in the pensions world is to match the way that an annuity provider would invest their own assets. So an annuity provider will have all their assets virtually invested in credit, earning a healthy return, and matching fully the cash flow profile of the individual liabilities that they hold. And that as a model, I think, should be the model for how pension schemes should be aiming for in the longer term. One view that I often hear expressed is that insurance companies have capital. Okay, so they have capital to withstand a 1 in 200 year event. Pension schemes don't have that, and therefore pension schemes have to be more prudent in the way they measure their liabilities, which then in turn leads to increased risk taking in order to bridge the current gap between assets and liabilities. My view is that is not entirely true. For a pension scheme, it has the employer sponsor. It has the covenant of the sponsor. And for an insurance company, actually, it is the one that has entirely standalone and therefore has to hold a certain amount of capital because it does not have the sponsor covenant. And my view is if we can create a structure using maybe some balance sheet assets, maybe using an asset-backed contribution or other contingent assets that actually monetizes the sponsor covenant and acts as hard capital against investment risk, then that's really attractive means of allowing a very strong parallel that will then act as capital for the pension scheme to enable it to take perhaps a more targeted risk, a more optimized risk profile, similar to how an annuity provider would frame its investment strategy with hard cash capital. And that for me is the way forward in terms of allowing schemes to optimize their risk profile.